Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
How are you?
Oh, I'm just dandelion.
You are, because I was just talking to you 2 minutes ago and it sounded like Sock City. Sounds like you are busy selling stuff in hot ass Texas on Facebook Marketplace. And
yeah, that's what I'm doing, actually.
And going to doctor's office and shit. And I'm thinking, I'm glad I didn't ride the Texas train because I just pulled my ass off the beach.
Yo. I know. That sounds lovely. Listen, okay. So speaking of selling shit, I am selling stuff and I had this one woman coming to get something. So I tell my husband, you have to go to storage unit to get this something so that you can meet this lady at 1 o'clock. Somehow he misses the, you have to go to the storage unit to get that something. So he texts me and he's like, hey, your lady showed up at 1 o'clock, but the stuff's not here. I'm like, yeah, I already told you that. I also texted you that because I know that sometimes when I say something, it goes in one ear, out the other ear. Uh-huh, and then uh-huh, I never actually uh-huh. really said it. Right.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, that didn't go over so well. So I think my marketplace rating is just about to go down. I'm like, she's going to give me a bad rating.
Oh, snap. I haven't checked my Uber in a minute.
Sean was like, remember we were looking at those for a long time. Sean was like, can you follow me over to my storage unit and I can get it for you? And he's like, yeah, she wouldn't do that. I was like, yeah.
Because
she
don't want to get killed, Sean.
I wouldn't do it either, dude.
Smart lady.
I know.
First of all, I like that she showed up on time, you know, ready to complete her purchase. They don't always be doing that when you sell stuff online.
Well, I've had
and
that too.
She's smart enough to not follow the man. Never go to the second location.
Yeah, right. I know. So totally. I was like, Sean, that does not, I would never. I'd be like, dude, I'm out. I don't need your $15 vacuum. Okay. I have also been like, I haven't gotten scammed because I'm aware of scammers, but I have gotten where, hey, I'm coming to pick it up. And then they just don't show up. And it's like, fuck you. I don't need that $25 that bad.
Yeah. So you think they maybe want to steal your identity or murder
I know
you
there's
or something.
People,
that's why they don't show up.
Yeah. Cause I have most people coming to the storage unit. Cause I'm like, I don't want you coming to my house.
No, that is smart. I've been to a lot of people's houses. Every time I've bought something off Facebook, I've gone to their house. And every time I find something, my husband is always like, oh, we got to get in the car right now. Like there's a race. I'm like, I don't know that there is a race to get that
something
$30 dresser or whatever it is. Like,
well,
fine. Like,
if it's good, dude, it is. Like, so I sold something for way too cheap because I got 200 people that wanted it in a matter of like minutes.
Ooh, that is crazy. Now I want it.
And then I went like one, the guy that wanted or the woman that picked it up, she was like, I can come tomorrow. So I was like, okay, I'll hold it for you. No problem. Like, I'll see you tomorrow. Another person was like, I'll pick it up right now. Sell it to me. I'll pick it up right now.
Yeah. I was
like, no, I already told this lady. She doesn't come tomorrow. It's yours.
Well, that's good. I appreciate that. I'm loyal to people.
Mm-hmm,
I have to,
me
and
too.
Like when I've sold cars, I'm like, yeah, it's yours, but you have to come because I got all these other people. And I'm not just saying that to be like one of those people that's going to, you know, up the price. But yeah, I mean, it's good.
Yeah.
It's good karma.
Yeah,
you know what I have bad karma about, Tab?
What?
Sunburn.
Okay, dude, if you guys are watching on YouTube, you should, because when she got on right now, I was like, girlfriend, you got a sunburn.
Yeah, I have makeup on my face. That's why it doesn't, but I am sunburned on my body. But the worst is the children.
Their sunburn?
Mean, are you okay? So I took them to the beach yesterday and I didn't have my regular sunscreen, but I found a tube of sun balm or whatever that shit is. It was probably expired. I don't know. Shit did not work. My kids got
it doesn't ever so, work.
It, they got so fried and under the eyes, you know, so bad. But then I knew some fun moms were going to the beach today. So I was like, you guys, you're going to get some more sun exposure. So I gave them like the zinc tube at the house and they put it on before they left.
Yes. So you have to do that. So the Hello Bello zinc is the best. It's like
they look like nerds because they like covered their face in blue. And
then, you did that one. That's like,
Yeah, they did that. And then at one point, my friend turns to me and is like, what is your daughter doing? Because Willow keeps reapplying. And I told her, you have to wait 2 minutes before you can get back in the water.
Yeah.
She's like, isn't it like 30? I'm like, shut up.
Yeah, you're like, no, it's not 30 minutes. Come on. It actually only lasts for 30 minutes.
She's counting the seconds. She's just counting by, or like, she's that nuts about like it. Oh my God,
that's so funny. Working because you've traumatized them. Good job.
Oh, she brings the green aloe with her to the beach too. So she can, you know, heal the burn in between layers of sunscreen since I burnt her so much. So I wanted to prove a point today that you don't even need that shit. So I didn't wear any at all.
And now you're fried.
Yeah, I mean a little.
Shh, Gretchen, you're a bad mom. Yeah. This is a bad mom.
No.
Mom fail moment, okay? She's not perfect, people. Not that we ever thought you were, but
I feel like we didn't wear that much sunscreen when we were kids. We did all right.
We didn't wear probably any. I don't remember wearing it, but I'm sure I did at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think my grandparents had that bullfrog in Havasu. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. Well, my friend, she's like a doctor and she recommends the blue lizard. She told me I need to get on that train.
Yeah.
And you would like it. It's like no chemicals or something.
Yes. Did you tell her Hello Bella has a great one also?
I did.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Yeah. You can tell her yourself.
I will tell her when I come to see you eventually.
Eventually, someday. Uh-huh. Okay, let's get to it, yeah?
Get to it.
Today's crime is a real doozy, Tab. It is a listener suggestion from Bella Mirza.
Bella. Another Bella?
I know. Yeah, another Bella.
It's not the same one?
Maybe, but I mean, I just write it down.
You've done two cases for Bellas? Yeah. Oh, no. I think you said last time that you were doing the case from Bella.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, wait, how did you, like, two Bellas would have been bananas, but maybe I can't remember.
I don't know.
Okay, I just told somebody last night, they were like, do you remember this case that you did? My friend Liz. And I'm like, girl, seriously? Like, I do so many cases, they kind of go in
one. Liz, you should ask me because I probably remember.
You probably do. But I was like, it goes in one ear, it goes out my mouth, and then it goes away.
She brain dumps. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Bella.
Well, thanks, Bella. Okay. Today's crime is Ruja Ignatova, a.k.a. the Crypto Queen.
Ooh.
Okay. Now, before you go thinking some crypto fraud is going to be boring, I promise it's not. Let me tell you, when I started looking into this, I could not believe that I had never heard of this woman before. Her con only rivals Bernie Madoff in terms of dollar bills, and she is currently the only woman on the FBI's most wanted list.
That's incredible.
Well, listen, there's only been like 11 ever. So it's an honor just to be nominated, but she made the cut, made the top 10. Okay.
Had so I been nominated to be in the FBI Academy, which I was really hoping to do so.
Oh, did you get kicked out of that?
I'm on the wait list.
Okay.
But it's not going to happen because I think it had to be like, I don't know. It's like next month. So I don't think I made it, but I'm going to apply again.
Keep trying. Keep the dream alive. Okay.
And I'll,
Didn't know, Tab, the FBI is some like a
academy
citizen academy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, Between 2014 and 2016, this lady, Ruja, conned people out of an estimated $4 billion.
Oh, wow.
$4 billion is a lot, but some global estimates are more like $15 billion. And she did it in just 2 years, Tab, and then poof.
She's vanished.
Yes. I suspect part of why most Americans have not heard of this woman was because her cryptocurrency was not a huge deal here like it was in other countries, but her scam spanned over 100 countries. But I also suspect, she's a scammer. I also suspect that part of why we have not heard of her is because unlike Bernie Madoff, her victims were not famous. They were ordinary citizens, many of whom have been left penniless and without the means to get justice, which, in my opinion, makes her the worst. Mm-hmm. Like, she's the devil. From what I have read, if you met her in the days when she was pushing her crypto, she would look you in the eye, shake your hand, and tell you, go ahead, sell your farm, home, business, whatever. She would just gain your trust and ensure a return, knowing full well there was no truth to any of the words coming out of her mouth. She is that savage.
She's evil. Okay, so is she pretty?
Yes.
She is. And she looks businessy.
She looks businessy. She is from Bulgaria originally. Okay. I mean, I'm going to get into all of her background and everything, but so she's got the nice olive skin, big lips. She wears like a signature red lipstick. Oh. She always looks very refined.
Put together.
Yeah. Okay. So to understand how her con worked, first kids, we need to learn a little crypto for dummies. At least I did. Okay. So how cryptocurrency works is currencies are based on what they call a blockchain. Mm-hmm. A blockchain is a long sequence of numbers, and every time crypto is sold or used, it's recorded on the blockchain of numbers. So every transaction is connected to the chain. So it cannot be manipulated, fraudulated, because it's all very complexly connected and everyone can see it happening. So without a blockchain, you do not have a cryptocurrency. You just don't.
Okay.
Without a blockchain, you can sell what you call a currency and you can keep track of what is bought and sold in a database, but it's essentially meaningless because you just have the data and no blockchain. And so there's no way to stop someone from hackification, fraudulation, et cetera, right? You're just keeping records of meaningless, you know, in and out transactions.
Who's doing that though? Who's keeping track? Like you or she is?
Well, if you are saying you're selling a cryptocurrency and you do not have a blockchain, then you don't have a cryptocurrency. The currency cannot hold value. One of the smartest things I read when researching all of this was, if you buy crypto and you don't know what a blockchain is, you are not investing. You are gambling.
Okay.
You got to know the basics, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So the blockchain system of accountability is what makes crypto revolutionary because it's so sophisticated. Again, it makes it so it cannot be
duplicated, hackified, right? Or hacked.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, obviously, there's more to crypto than that. But I think if we can just all grasp that concept, we can continue with this episode.
The concept is if you buy, you have to have a blockchain.
Yeah, you better have a blockchain. Okay. So also, I'm tech challenged, but if you really want to go on, you know, get some knowledge, go on YouTube and it'll make you feel real smart. I really enjoyed finally understanding how it all works. The mining, all that, you know, like I'm with it. Okay.
I still have no idea. I do have some crypto though. A very small portion of a blockchain, I'm assuming, because I have like one piece of a
something.
One. crypto.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we all get it. Blockchain, blockchain, blockchain. That's the key, right? Okay. Well, guess what Ruja never had?
Did she not blockchain. Have any blockchain?
She did not have a blockchain. Okay.
So this bitch started a company.
Yes. To sell an imaginary cryptocurrency. And you're going to love this part, Tab. By means of MLM, multi-level marketing.
Brilliant.
So you had to buy crypto through packages. These multi-level marketing representatives were selling. It's just a freaking pyramid scheme, like most MLMs are, but
this,
you know,
is amazing.
Not all. Okay, but this there's is genius.
Not,
yes.
There's not even yes. anything to sell.
No, there's no ugly leggings, no Tupperware. There's just nothing. No,
there's nothing. It's actually there's nothing. Not even, there's not even a sequence of numbers. There's
no,
just,
there's nothing. Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes. Okay. So
do we give her a pass just because that's like seriously like the best?
Oh, I think we're not going to give her a pass because you're going to hate her.
Okay.
You're going to hate her extra. Okay. So MLM. You know, multi-level marketing and packages, that's not how you buy crypto, like ever. And so crypto savvy people saw through this, you know, like right away and just didn't purchase it because it didn't make any sense to them. But the thing is that Ruja didn't target crypto savvy people. This was 2014 to 2016 when the rest of us were just starting to hear stories about this thing called crypto.
Bitcoin.
And the people that invested and got rich overnight.
Yeah.
Because they bought Bitcoin at the beginning. Yeah. So Ruja called her currency, OneCoin, the Bitcoin killer.
Mm.
Like it was going to overtake, you know, Bitcoin.
And it was called OneCoin?
It was called OneCoin, yes.
Okay.
You could just invest in one coin, but if you wanted to make your friends and family rich too, then you could be a representative and then you got a percentage. 60% of the commission would go, you would get back in like dollars, and 40% would go back into one coin. But most people just reinvested their commissions, right?
Yeah, why not? So, if it's growing that much, you're like, shoot.
Yeah. I'm just going to keep on doing it. Yeah. Okay. So there were OneCoin events all over the world to pump people up to sell more and more and kill Bitcoin with the promise that they would all be rich when OneCoin went public. And OneCoin spread like wildfire through countries like Uganda and Palestine. And at these events, Ruja would take the stage with pyrotechnics behind her. She would come out on stage and they would play, "This girl is on fire," stuff like that. Okay.
Yeah.
And she's just dripping with diamonds. You know, the crowd is roaring.
Oh my God. Everybody wants to be Ruja.
Yeah. Okay. So
they still do, by the way, because she is still like living some fancy
that's
ass
right.
life.
Yes, that's okay. Yeah, let's not glorify the crime. Okay. So representatives that attended
events. It's really bad.
Okay.
It is. Yeah.
These representatives that attended events learned how to do things like target farmers after harvest when they have money. You know, those hardworking farmers whose humble lifestyles are based on like generations of, you know, farmers before them, you know, let's go after them at the one time a year where they have money. Heartless.
Oh my God.
Another strategy was to recruit pastors as representatives.
Pastors, like people that pray.
Yes.
Preach
yes.
the gospel. Okay.
Uh-huh. Like, because they already have a captive audience and people trust them.
Yeah.
So let's get them to, you know, buy into this and devastate their whole, you know, congregation.
That is so awful.
Okay, so not everybody can make it to these big events, but if you couldn't go, you could watch them on the internet and be part of the Facebook groups where they promoted the whole one coin, one community. And it became like a cult. If anyone questioned the legitimacy of OneCoin, they would be harassed until they backed down. Members were told that criticizers were just scared Bitcoin enthusiasts or disgruntled former employees or just plain haters. I mean, they really put out statements that said they're just haters.
They're trolls.
Yeah. One of the people who tried to blow the whistle on OneCoin was a man that OneCoin had tried to hire. Okay. They offered him a position to create a blockchain. And when he looked into the very lucrative position, he figured out right away this was not legit and it was impossible for him to create a blockchain for a currency that's already being sold, right? He says if he could do it again, he wouldn't have spoken up at all because all of these peoples that are members of the OneCoin community threatened his life.
Oh my God.
There was just no convincing these people because maybe they did not know exactly how cryptocurrency worked, but they assumed that people at like Forbes magazine knew and Ruja was on the cover.
Holy moly.
Well, Tab, looks can be deceiving. What Ruja did was she bought three pages of ads with one page to strategically look like a magazine cover in Bulgaria, Forbes. And then she digitally circulated the quote cover all over OneCoin forms. So then, you know, so it's this picture like she's been on the cover of Forbes
but
anywhere.
But she wasn't.
But she wasn't.
Oh my God.
It was a paid advertisement, which Forbes has like, you know, verified, right? Okay. Uh-huh. So then all these people are building her up like she's the next, you know, Elon Musk or something, you know? Mm-hmm. So they think that she is this new tech hero and also, they think she's amazing because she's preaching that the reason why you people are poor is because the banks are making you poor. And we are going to crush them. We are the Bitcoin killer. And in most of these countries, the people don't trust the bank or the government. So the idea of a cryptocurrency that they had control of being brought to them by a woman. Okay. I mean, it speaks a lot that it was a woman. Was a woman who was preaching she's for the people. It's an easy sell.
Yeah.
So there is this website called Behind MLM that reviews MLMs all over the world. It is not the most impressive website at first glance, but I'm definitely impressed with the amount of work that they have put in to connect the dots and expose MLM schemes. They began writing about OneCoin and it caused people to warn OneCoin buyers that belong to online groups. Like it got vicious. Mm-hmm. So these people would read, you know, like, people who follow this MLM website would go onto OneCoin forums and try to tell them this is a scam.
This is not
and
real.
Yes, yes, yes. And they tried to explain to them there's no blockchain, there is no currency. And the OneCoiners would respond with that they had been told that the blockchain was kept secret, so it couldn't be misused by criminals. So, I mean, it's like, you have a question, they got an answer.
Yeah.
Okay. And they all believed when it went public, they would all be rich. There was even a point where Ruja announced that there was going to be a new blockchain put into place. And when she did this, everyone's coins would be doubled.
Double.
Yeah. People who really wanted to help these people that had been sucked in tried to give them like a lesson in economics. Like it doesn't work that way. You can't just double the value of a currency because you want to.
Well, I would think if you created another one, it would be half the amount, not double the amount.
I mean,
right?
I don't really know, but I just, it's like, yeah, no, it doesn't.
Well, if you make more money, then your the amount, the like value of your money is less, right? Because that's how it works. So,
right.
Yes, I think the people that she was going after are a little bit. They're not savvy.
They were so attached to the idea that they were going to have financial freedom that they would have believed anything. Yeah.
Well, also, what happens if you poured your life savings? Like, there's like a part of you that's probably
just
like,
I
can't even go there to the point where if you tell me this is a fraud, like,
you can't bring yourself.
I can't bring myself to even think that way.
Yes. And listen, I get it. I feel for them. Who wants to accept that a woman who is a legit Oxford graduate, she holds a PhD in international law, would target the most vulnerable people in the world so boldly that she would purposely financially devastate them? They even sent representatives to schools so that the children would come home and tell their parents, buy one coin so we can be rich like everyone else is going to be. I mean, how can you blame them for not wanting to imagine it was even possible for someone to have such a diabolical plan? The truth is, it's so diabolical. It's like evil, evil genius.
How much did people have to invest? Like, what was the minimum investment and what was the maximum?
Okay, I think the minimum was around $1,000.
Okay.
And it went on up.
Yeah. And did anybody make any money? Like, was anybody getting
okay, so the only people that made any, the only people that made any money were the people that were selling it to other people, because if they would make a percentage of their commission. Like, okay, they would make a commission for selling a package of pretend coins to somebody else.
Okay.
But most people didn't even make that, because they would just reinvest whatever that money would be.
Okay.
Okay. So the question is Ruja the true mastermind or not?
Is there somebody else? Is there?
I will tell you, she is linked to Eastern European organized crime. So, I mean, that's pretty fucking scary, right? Like, gone are the days when organized crime was all like loan sharking and corrupting labor unions. Now we're talking about billion-dollar scams at the people's expense. And now she has enough money to stay hidden forever.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. So
$4 to $15 billion, that could do it.
Yeah, that'll do it. Okay, I will tell you about how Ruja has stayed hidden and how she has been able to retain her massive wealth. But first, let me tell you about how this monster came to be. She was born in Bulgaria and immigrated with her family to Germany when she was 10. She lived with her parents and her younger brother, Konstantin, in a small apartment. Her father sold tires. So just, you know, average, humble beginnings. Yeah. Okay. Her former classmates and teachers say she was always brilliant. She spoke 6 languages and was a stellar student, but she didn't have a lot of friends. Her classmates say she was arrogant, like she always thought she was hot shit. I mean, it kind of sounds like she was.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. She met her future husband, Bjorn, in law school. Did I mention she's the same age as you? She was born in 1980.
No way.
Yeah.
And she did this. So she was 30. So she was 36 in 2016.
When she,
so 34 to 36 when she did this. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So anyhow, the story goes that she was working in some capacity for the banks. And then in 2008, when the financial crisis happened, she was out of a job and she was pissed. Okay. So in 2009, Ruja and her father bought a German metallurgic factory.
What the heck is that?
A metallurgic factory, you ask? Well, it has something to do with.
Somebody say it. Metallurgic?
I don't know. Probably wrong. Everybody's going to write me. But it has something to do with converting coal into energy. to make steel and iron and make some industrial molds. Okay. It's very hard work. Okay.
Yeah.
And it is a trade that is passed down from generations in this small town in southern Germany where the factory was located. Ruja and her father got a loan and convinced the owners of the factory that wanted to, you know, they wanted to see the factory thrive. Once she was in control, she hired a consulting company, which was herself, and paid herself with factory monies. She then refused to upgrade or even maintain the factory and basically ran it into the ground. And then one day the workers showed up at the office and all the computers were gone along with anything of value. And they were told Ruja had sold the factory to someone for $1.
Oh.
Listeners, today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Are you busy? Well, of course you are. And if you're like me, that means you put off investing because maybe it just doesn't seem urgent or it's intimidating. Enter Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. What I love about Acorns is that it gives you the tool to give your money a chance to grow. You don't have to start with a lot. Just start. Believe me, it feels great. Head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client testimonial may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Investing involves risk, including the loss of the principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisors, LLC, Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Securities, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com.
I'm talking about Rakuten. Have you checked it out? Because I recommend you do. Rakuten is the most rewarding way to shop and save because members earn cash back on everything they buy. Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores that I know I shop online at, like Zappos, Sephora, and Best Buy. We are all already online shopping at our favorite stores, so why not be saving while doing it? It's a no-brainer. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop. How it works is the stores pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members. You get paid via check or PayPal quarterly. Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Start all your shopping at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app and start saving today. Your cash back really adds up. This episode is sponsored by Astapro. Thanks, Astapro, for providing Tab and I with samples. Shout out to all my allergy suffering friends out there. You know how they say it's that time of year for allergies? Well, for me, it sort of feels like it's always that time of year. I thought I had tried everything until I recently discovered Astapro. Astapro is the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. It is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astapro and go today. That's Astapro allergy.com. Astapro and go. It's Astapro. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Clink, clink.
You have heard me talk about my language learning skills with Rosetta Stone, and I'm telling you, I'm getting really good at it. I learned a little bit of Japanese before we went to Japan last year, and I really love the French language, so I'm learning French at the moment. Bonjour, bonsoir. I'm even getting a little bit of the accent down. Not very good, but I'm getting there.
And with Rosetta Stone, it makes it so easy. I download it on my phone. I learn it in the car. It is awesome. You can do it on your desktop, wherever you find it convenient. They are there for you. And they have 25 languages, you guys, that you can use. And right now they are giving a lifetime membership for 50% off. So you can learn as many languages as you want for your entire life, which is amazing. And the best part is it starts off, you know, with just words and then phrases and then sentences. And then you should be able to have a conversation with somebody that also knows the language, which is, you know, my entire goal. So don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now. Seriously, get started before your summer vacay. Our listeners get 50% off the lifetime membership. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem it today at rosettastone.com/today.
Listeners, remember when everyone was doing juice cleanses and was basically hangry all the time? Well, there's a better, more sustainable way to lose weight. Ro provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. The Ro Body Program pairs a weekly shot with healthy lifestyle changes so you can lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep it off. Ro's partners handle all the insurance paperwork to help get medication covered. If eligible for medication, patients have access to their provider on demand for any questions. You can sign up online from the comfort of your own home. This means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. Average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes, BMI, and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to ro.co/clink. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/clink.
Okay. The aftermath of this was 140 families in this town were devastated.
Yeah.
What is worth noting about this incident is that Ruja's mother and father were very present at the factory. And so it sure seems like they were all part of this plan to fraudulate. So imagine they show up there all the time. They get to know these people that are just getting by, just like they had for so many years in their little apartment, you know, to raise Ruja and her brother. And then they conspire to just totally rat fuck them.
Where did the parents go after this?
I mean, I don't know exactly where they went right after that. They did not face legal repercussions. But Ruja actually did face some repercussions for her actions, but not real big ones. She was convicted of fraud in Germany in 2012 and was given a fine of 18,000 euros and a 14-month suspended sentence, or what we refer to as just probation.
Okay.
I would say such a lax sentence for her fraudulation did not give her a moment of pause for reflection on like how to make money and not be evil.
No, this sounds like she went right into like, she's like, if I could do this, I could do so much more than
this. That's all I got. 18,000. I mean, you know how much money she walked away with? It fueled her is what it did.
Yeah.
So in November that year, she attended a cryptocurrency seminar in Singapore where she spoke about a crypto-based pension plan. Her concept at the seminar, you know, didn't gain momentum, but it was at that convention where she met Sebastian Greenwood, who would soon become her business partner. Sebastian's background was in MLMs. And so that is how the OneCoin crypto scam plan was hatched. With the way MLMs work, there were some people who, because they got in early, were at the top of the pyramid. And so there are, I shouldn't say no one made money, because there were a few people who made money and those people got very rich.
Okay.
Because it works as like a downline.
Yeah, they're making what these other people are. They're making a portion.
A very small percentage. Okay.
But they're probably millionaires.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So Ruja, you know, was living the life of luxury and she, you know, one coin is thriving, you know, whatever. Yeah. She decided to have a child with her husband, Bjorn. There are reports from OneCoin employees that after she had the child, she was less available, less focused, mm-hmm. which is normal, I think. But I don't mm-hmm. think it was just her new daughter that began to cloud her 200 IQ brain, okay? I think it was also new dick. That's right. She started banging one of her employees, a man named Gilbert, in 2017. Gilbert was married too. Ruja used Gilbert to move money around. Notably, he wired $85 million from OneCoin into his personal account. They were making plans. That's a lot of money. They were making plans to leave their spouses and run off together. But something happened to lead Ruja to believe that maybe Gilbert still had love for his wife. She had to be sure. So, what does a suspicious woman do with no budget to find out what's going on with their side dick and his wife? Let me tell you, she buys the apartment below them and hires private investigators to live there and 24/7. Drill holes into his apartment above her so and place hear. Listening devices.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listeners, did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, those products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. That's a lose-lose situation for you and the planet. Nobody's trying to have that. Enter Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful cohesive design that looks great on your counter. Fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Genius! You'll never have to grab bulky cleaning supplies on your grocery run again. Refills start at just $2.25. Blue Land is trusted in over 1 million homes, including mine, y'all. When I received my first shipment of Blue Land, I was blown away by how this simple concept just makes so much sense. It's so easy. You just drop the tablet into the stylish functional bottles and get your clean on. I love the subscription option because I am not trying to get one more bulky item in my cart. Blue Land products really get the job done and leave my home smelling so fresh and clean. Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this, guys. blueland.com/clink for 15% off.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Well, let me tell you, mylifeinabook.com is a very unique service. I did it for my mom and my grandmother, and it has been amazing. It basically turns your mom's life stories or your grandmother's or anybody that you think is special in your life into a book. So here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send a question via email to the special person, whoever you choose. You can ask custom questions too, but I just kind of let My Life in a Book choose what questions to ask. And then your special person, like your mom, can type their response or they can record their voice. And My Life in a Book compiles it all in a beautiful keepsake for you. And guess what? They can even create audiobooks. I mean, this is such a unique gift that will last a lifetime for you, your mom, your children, your children's children. It is the best gift you can give. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use our code CLINK at checkout for 10% off. This is an unforgettable gift for you and your mom. Get it today. Use our code CLINK mylifeinabook.com.
She did not like what she heard, Tab. And I can actually play you some of her reaction. Because what Ruja did not know was that at the time she was listening in on Gilbert, the government was listening in on him. Basically,
on her?
Gilbert. No, the government was listening in on Gilbert, not OneCoin related. Okay. Basically, Gilbert had committed some shady fraudulation before he ever met Ruja.
Oh.
So they're already spying on him.
And what government? Our government or some other government?
There are so many governments involved. I will get into at the end, like what our government's role in all of this is now, but it is very complicated. Yeah. Okay. It's international. This might be our first international crime.
Yes.
Breaking barriers.
I mean, we've done other crimes in other countries, but not one that maybe, well, we have. I mean, we have.
I mean, okay.
But this one is
multi-international. That's what I mean. Multi-international.
Big, big.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Okay. So he committed these crimes before Ruja, but when he got brought in exchange for a plea, he gave up Ruja and OneCoin. Okay. So I'm going
to. He knew. If he gave her
$85 million into his account, he knows. Yeah. He knows. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to play you some of her phone call with him because it is unfucking believable.
So this is actually the funny thing. Normally I said to them, I don't want to listen to shit like this anymore, but this one actually was good to hear. Gilbert, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, really? I never thought that you're like a spineless asshole, are you?
Well, the big issue right now is...
No need. I don't want to hear it because it's actually very clear. It's just like shit, like everywhere, just dirt. It's disgusting, actually. So, I think. So let's put Paris somehow with Grace and then do whatever needs to be done. There's no need for you to be in a situation like this, dear. Like, you obviously are not... You know, like, there's no point for you, for me, for anyone, or for her. Like, poor woman. Like, poor me. Like, I don't want people to lie to me. I throw up. Do you understand? I throw up my dinner. I don't want it anymore. I know people are assholes. I know people can be weak. I know people can do a lot of things to get what they want or whatever. But I don't deserve this, and she does not deserve this. And whatever you think you are, that you're smarter than anyone, it's not. You understand? It's just not. It's not cool. There's one thing that's called personal integrity. Google it. It might be good. I don't want to be with a person who has no personal integrity and who is just like saying bad things behind my back. You understand? I'm sure you do.
Okay. Personal integrity? Really, girl? Really?
She doesn't even have it herself. What the hell?
I mean... Unbelievable. Okay. So around the same time that this was going down, Ruja was a no-show at a big OneCoin event. And it's speculated that that's because she had inside sources everywhere that tipped her off that the man, like, you know, the man was onto her.
Was watching her.
Yes. So she put her exit strategy into place and bounced. She boarded a Ryanair flight to Athens and vanished. But someone
with her kid?
We don't really know. No, I don't think her kid was on the flight.
Okay.
But I'll get it.
We don't know where her kid is. Okay.
We don't know where her kid is. No, we don't know. Someone has made it their mission to find her. A BBC journalist named Jamie Bartlett. He did a podcast called The Missing Crypto Queen, followed by a book. I recommend them both.
Yeah.
I recommend Jamie in general. Let me tell you, I never knew I could fall in love with a man bun. But I have love for Jamie. Yeah, I did. He is so smart and funny. And you know, I love an accent.
Yeah.
So it's working for me. Okay. So I owe much of the info I have given to you from Jamie's investigative reporting, but I also got some good shit from reports from the Department of Justice. So Ruja bounced and Jamie writes that his sources tell him that she was helped by a drug smuggler known across the world as the Cocaine King. Mm. And he's been helping her move around ever since. The FBI reports they believe her appearance has largely changed because she's had like muchas plastic surgery and dyes her hair now blonde.
Blonde, I would say.
Which makes me wonder if she still wears her signature red lipstick and cat eye eyeliner. I mean, she has some serious DSL lips, right? So, I mean, did she deflate them and now wears like peachy nudes? And, I don't know. You know, sports the like more is less look, because I feel like that would kind of kill her a little bit inside to have to do that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Especially if you have, you know, if you naturally have those beautiful lips, it's so, people don't.
I don't know if they were natural.
Oh, you don't think so?
I don't. I mean, I don't know.
Maybe not.
It's questionable. Okay. Okay. So obviously she jetted off just in the nick of time and left her cohorts behind. Mm-hmm. And she missed her offices being raided. When she disappeared in 2017, her brother Constantine was left in charge. Okay, Constantine did not get the brainiac genes Ruja did. He had worked for her in the capacity as a security guard and like probably shady errands. Constantine has neck tattoos and posts a lot about partying, you know?
Okay.
Not to be too judgy, but, you know, it's like, it's not, he's no Ruja, okay?
Right.
And so it's not really surprising that he didn't manage, you know, to evade the international investigation, okay? In March 2019, he was arrested at LAX and charged with wire fraud. He pled guilty to wire fraud and is still awaiting sentencing. He is likely in the witness protection program because his whereabouts are not known. Like he's not listed on any of the, you know, prison databases. Okay. Yeah. He is spilling the tea.
Oh,
he testified for 3 days at the trial for Ruja's lawyer, all about the elaborate parties, the people involved, the obscene amounts of wealth, like yachts, diamonds. And he cried. Yeah, he's really sad about it. It's all gone now. Yeah. Okay. Gilbert, remember Ruja's, you know, side boo.
Yeah.
He pled guilty to extortion and wire fraud in 2018. But remember, he had like a cooperation agreement because he gave up Ruja. So he only got 5 years.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Sebastian Greenwood, the OneCoin co-founder, the MLM side of the evil plan, was arrested in Thailand in 2018 and extradited to the U.S. And he is still awaiting sentencing, but he faces a maximum of 60 years. So it's not looking so good for him.
I wonder if he's trying to make a plea deal or something. They're like trying to find her or something.
I mean, yeah.
Like, why is he still?
He should give her up. Yeah. And get a reduced sentence or something.
Yeah.
Not that I sympathize with him because, I mean, she was the face, but he was behind it too. And it was fucking evil. Okay. So as of May this year, 2023, Bjorn, Ruja's husband, well, now ex-husband, was charged with money laundering in Germany. In 2019, Ruja was charged in absentia in the US for wires fraud, securities fraud, and money laundering. And in 2022, she was added to the FBI's most wanted list. So information about Bjorn, the husband, and the daughter that they had in 2016 is elusive. Like, I couldn't even find anything with the daughter's name on it.
No way.
People say like the daughter exists, but yeah, I mean, she was very careful. She did not. I think she knew like to never put out her name. No, I believe she exists, but Ruja knew not to put anything that would make her traceable.
Wow.
Or findable.
But the husband is he in prison? Bjorn?
He was charged, but yes, but he has not been tried yet. He was only charged like pretty recently.
Okay.
This year. Okay. And just in Germany. Jamie, the BBC guy, reported speaking to people that they can't imagine that Ruja would have not made arrangements for her daughter to be taken care of. And like, she's got to be in communication with her. So where the fuck is she? And how is she accessing all that money?
I mean, where was the money?
Tracking all your money. Okay. Different places. Okay. Well, because you would think they would freeze that shit, right? Yeah. Like her assets, the mansions, the whatever.
And if
okay,
there's
so
like
first,
all
okay.
stuff everywhere.
Okay.
She probably
okay,
has
well,
stuff everywhere.
Listen, where is the money? Ironically, it is speculated that she actually has even more money than is imaginable because she bought a shit ton of Bitcoin.
She was actually buying her own cryptocurrency.
Yeah. Fucking bitch, right? Okay. Also, there's this whole thing with her and this sheik. Okay. Who is, you know what a sheik is? It's like a royal family.
Yeah.
Okay.
The
Middle Eastern countries. Yes. Okay. Okay. So there's this whole thing with her and the sheik. What is reported is that she basically transferred a bunch of money to a Dubai bank and made a deal with him over there for Bitcoin valued at $50 million to get a lot of her cash unfrozen because she had anticipated this whole thing happening, which did. Okay. They froze a bunch of her money. Okay. And apparently the sheiks over there tell the government what's up. And all he had to do was write a letter saying that he thought it was in the country's best interest to release the funds. So they did, right? But then he asked that they hand over the funds to him. Okay. And then it sounds like what happened is he wouldn't release the funds to Ruja. And Ruja wouldn't give him the password for the Bitcoin, which is valued at more than $50 million now, like $15 billion.
Oh, shit.
At its high, okay, it's a measly $5 billion currently, okay?
Oh, my God.
So he's, like, trying to, like, sue her and, like, shit, and she's
But nobody
like,
even knows where she
she's
is.
Like, she's like, fuck it, you can keep the $50 million. I'm keeping the $5 billion, you know? She's screwing him too, okay? So he's mad at her, and he is suing, and he's trying to get her assets in Dubai. She's got mansions over there, you know?
Oh, my God.
So that part is, like, ongoing, but it just shows us she figured out how to, you know, access the money part, you know? In an interview that Jamie did with an FBI agent, he explained that Ruja, you know, has ties to criminal organizations globally. So you can imagine that they are just all helping her stay afloat, and she is compensating them largely for their help to move her around. So it would be so fucking amazing if she got caught, because then the government and hopefully governments would get some money back. And then, you know, they do give it back to the victims. Mm-hmm. There have been two recent hits about where she could be. One was a yacht employee responded to a post about anyone recognizing this woman in like a some kind of yachty employee forum. Okay.
Okay.
He said, yes, she goes by the name Jura, which is her name backwards.
Oh.
So, right. Okay. And she's on three computers
all
day.
Not backwards, but kind of like mixed up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's on three computers all day in her room and talks nonstop about crypto.
That's what he said?
Yeah.
Do we believe it?
I don't know. But when asked where his yacht was, he declined to say because he said, I don't want to get her into any trouble, but he didn't know what she did. So like, that's pretty bananas. Okay. Yeah. But most recently in January 2023, a penthouse apartment for 15 million euros was listed for sale in London. It was listed as the seller being one of Ruja's many shell companies. And normally that would be enough to keep her name off public record and not raise any alerts. Mm-hmm. But some transparency law changed in the UK stating that the beneficial new owner specifically had to be named, and her lawyers that were selling it named her as the beneficiary. So it's not clear what the course of action will be in regards to the apartment at this moment, but it was taken off the market. Mm-hmm. There are images of it before it was taken down, like the, you know, fancy real estate photos, right?
Yeah.
It is a sick apartment. Okay.
I'm sure. 15 there is, million?
There is a freaking Andy Warhol over like the fireplace, like a real one. Okay.
Oh my God. And
supposedly it was used as one of her favorite places to keep art. So clearly. Who knows what treasures are behind those penthouse doors?
Oh my gosh.
Okay. She knew how to spend the money. There is a $100,000 reward for information that leads to her whereabouts. I mean, so be on the lookout, people. Seriously. Also, sadly, I joined a Facebook group for people still holding on to the OneCoin dream. Hmm. Oh, there is a lot of people out there
that think
she's going to reappear and make it go public. If they don't want to give it up.
No way.
Way. Life
she's
savings.
Not coming back.
I mean, the devastation that this has caused is people who went back to their village and were like, everybody's got to do this. And they all became financially devastated. Like those people killed themselves. You know, there's a million stories like that. I mean, it's
that is so awful.
The path of destruction that she left is amazing, devastating, awful, diabolical. She is the fucking worst.
Wow. She's not in the U.S., so I don't know. Anybody that's listening outside the U.S., I think you got to keep your eyes out.
We don't know.
She's not.
She's probably not in the U.S. because she's on the FBI most wanted list, you know? And I like to think people think our FBI is good. But, she could be anywhere. She could be any place that we normally go. I mean,
Who knows?
She could be in Mexico. She could be Costa Rica. She could
Those
be
are good
in
places.
Canada.
Not anywhere. A good place. Yeah.
Canada? What you got against Canada?
No, I just don't think it's a good place to hide.
Oh, okay. I'm like, really?
It doesn't seem like the best place to hide to me.
Yeah.
Costa Rica, Guatemala, Colombia.
Yeah, I mean, I think if she's smart, she's going there because it seems like she has an affection for the Mediterranean. And, you know, they were talking about someone who, like, there's a whole ton to it. You know, they're trying to piece together, like, photographs of other places where she's been so that maybe they can find her.
Yeah.
But there's only 10,000 super yachts. So if she's just doing that, they can, listen, people are paid. They have got nothing better to do than to figure out who's on every single one of those yachts.
Yeah, like, maybe she is on a yacht somewhere.
Yeah, maybe they can figure it her shit out and get her. I mean,
you know what? That would be the probably best place for her in the sea.
Super yacht. She's going to be doing something that was like the lifestyle that she liked, you know?
Right, right. Wowzers.
Yeah. So I will keep you posted. I mean, yeah, we'll all find out. It'll make a ton of headlines because she is the only woman on the FBI's most wanted list.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a big thing.
I don't know if they'll find her. Maybe eventually.
Don't kill the dream, Tab.
Okay, okay. Hopefully they do.
Hopefully they do.
Yeah, hopefully they do. All right. Well, thanks for that, Gretchy.
You're welcome.
She said it was lighthearted, but not.
Oh, well, just no one got murdered.
I know. That's good. Except they killed themselves. So they kind of
I know. I almost didn't say that, but it's true.
I know. And hopefully you didn't say committed suicide.
I didn't. I didn't. Okay. I didn't say that. I did not say that. I caught myself, even though I might have had an alcoholic beverage today. I'm thinking clearly. I also took all my vitamins. I'm with it.
Ginkgo biloba. I need to start taking that.
Oh my God. You so do.
I do, you guys.
Words getting around. You have bad memory.
I have this bad thing where I cannot remember people's faces. And so, and I kind of think it's because I moved here and I met so many people all at once and I'm still meeting people. And so it just, everybody runs together in my brain and I'm on like overload most of the days. Right. So like, I don't know. So but I can't remember people. And if I don't remember you, it's not, it's definitely not because I'm a bitch. I promise.
I think we need to like have a word for it though. Like something that sounds like amnesia, like not a bitch-esia. Like I'm not a bitch. I have the amnesia.
Like, it's like, it's almost like RBF, but it's not. It's like some like word, like it's like an acronym.
Yeah.
That means I'm really nice, but like my husband's like, it's like narcolepsy, but not, right? It's like, I'm like, yes, it's like that. I've got some something.
Uh-huh. That's okay. And someone just told me they had a long conversation with my husband about something. And I came home and was like, oh, hey, you remember talking about this? And he was like, no.
Yeah, I'm like that too. I'm like that also. I think we both need to take the ginkgo biloba.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you all for tuning in. Most of you know we have a second episode on Thursdays. And if you haven't checked it out yet, please do. You can click on our Clink Clink Club on Apple if you listen there. Or you could go to patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime. And you can hear us on Thursdays. It's more, you get deeper into Gretchy and I. We tell you our deepest, darkest secrets. And Gretchen tells a crime every single month. But every week we talk about like stuff that's happening currently. Please follow us on YouTube if you have not done so yet. And all of our social media on Facebook. We have a private Facebook group called Housewives of True Crime Group where we interact with you. So if you want more of us, catch us there. And email us any cases that you may want us to cover. We take suggestions.
Or post them in the group. I like
you like group? I like email better, but post in both places.
Yeah, so if you depends if you want to do it.
Yes.
If you want me to do it, if you post it in the group. Email it.
Yeah, post it. Gretchy in the group. Tab, email.
We can't promise it's going to go that way, but that's more likely how it's going to go.
Yeah, true. All right, and that's it for today. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. We appreciate all of you and all your listening capabilities. Please tell your friends about us. Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.